Hello, this is Tom Williams, and here is my review of Blind Mouth Singing. Blind Mouth Singing soars as a Latino fable. Teatro Vista Theater Company, the only Latin equity theater company in the Midwest, offers a treat for theater patrons with Jorge Ignacio Cortinas' Blind Mouth Singing, now in a world premiere at Chopin Theater. This is my first visit to a Teatro Vista show, and I was mightily impressed. The stellar production qualities of the show, the fine acting, and the terrific writing all made for a fine evening of theater. From Brian Sidney Bembridge's large-scale wooden set, which aptly suggests a rural setting with a small house and a functioning well, to Misha Fiskel and Andrew Plesse's eerie sound design, together with Jesse Klung's lighting, gave the show enough atmosphere and set the mood of isolation necessary for Cortinas' fable, which I believe was set in the 1940s in a rural Cuban mountainous village. With hints of Pinter and Beckett, playwright Cortinas' engrossing story is rich in metaphor and symbolism, with sprinkles of dark humor and melancholy. This is a show that will just take you into a world that you have never seen before. It's a combination of the surreal with a distinct Latino flavor. We are swept into the rural village, somewhere probably in Cuba, where we meet Mother of the Late Afternoon, the mother of the household, played nicely by Laura Crotty. She rules her family with a strictness designed to thwart their hopes and dreams. She is definitely a much controlling figure. Her two sons, one a stupid, macho, roguish type character named Gordy, played with a lot of energy by Peter Fitzsimmons, and the other is Riderico, played by Marcus Castillo, a sensitive, gentle, caring gay boy. As each of these two siblings fight the boredom in the village, Gordy does so by torturing his sibling with a lot of physicality because he is so frustrated. In the meantime, Riderico spends a lot of time looking down into the well, talking to a figure that we hear in the well, who also sings. Lucirio, played by Marvin Edward Quijada, is a charming, devilish boy who cons Riderico into changing places with him so he can escape the well and, of course, the household. The scenes between the two are homoerotic, are funny, and amazing. I mean, how often haven't we all, you know, gazed out the window or looked at our reflection in a mirror and talked to ourselves? This is some interesting theater. The other terrific character in the show is Bolivia, played by Lisa Tejero. And she doesn't notice, neither does the mother or Gordy, when the two brothers change places. This is a nice little touch. Bolivia, the sister and the aunt to the two boys, she's yearning to escape the humdrum life of the rural community. She does so by daily walking up to the village and treating the syphilis victims in the village. She wears a veil and becomes known as the spinster from Calcutta. She earns money and a sense of independence as she yearns to leave the city and to fulfill her dreams. This is a show about dreams and making your mark in the world. The mother doesn't understand either Riderico's gentleness nor the macho frustrations that Gordy has because, you see, her husband had abandoned him years ago. So she is a lonely, bitter figure and is content with the humdrum life in the village. This show has a flavor to it that you just know. It has sort of a suspenseful feeling because you know that something's going to happen, and it certainly does. But without giving away some of the unique plot twists, I can tell you that the show sprinkles humor, desires, is filled with a fluid language and a rich symbolism that makes the show just enchanting from the beginning. Mainly because of the empathetic characters that we see, like Bolivia in a haunting performance by Lisa Tejero, and the gentle touch that Marcus Castillo gives Riderico. We enjoy, but kind of flinch when we see Peter Fitzsimmons combining his cruelty with his sexual frustration. Laura Crotty nicely gives the mother a combination of negativity and loneliness. Blind Mouth Singing is rich in atmosphere that pulls us into the rural world of the mountain village in Cuba, where the struggle for personal identity and self-worth are played out in a surreal fable that is absolutely enchanting. The play has charm, is arresting and offers a fresh twist on the never-ending quest to define who we truly are. This is an intelligent story with empathetic characters. Jorge Ignacio Cortinas is a playwright to keep your eye on. This show is a treat. My rating, highly recommended. The show, Blind Mouth Singing, it is at Chopin Theater, which is 1543 West Division Street in Chicago. Performances are Thursday and Friday at 8, Saturday at 5 and 8:30, and Sunday at 4. The running time is 2 hours and 10 minutes with intermission, and it runs through March 5th. For tickets, call 312-494-5767. That's 312-494-5767. This is a marvelous treat. Thank you.